And we've been talking, Susan, for the past week about sellers preparing their home to put on the market for listing. And we thought this was probably a great time to talk about staging and how to stage your home to get the best price for your house and sell it in the shortest amount of time. So, Susan, tell us a little bit about you and your company. I know that you're an interior designer. I know you're with 2303 Designs, and you guys have a wide variety of clients and provide a wide variety of services, and you're right here in the Austin area.
That's all correct, Renee. We do have lots and lots of years of experience. Roger and I formed our business about 2 years ago after working together various different furniture stores and locations and kind of got our experience in the retail world and decided after we had a good base group of clients between us that it might be time to strike out and try it on our own. So that's what we're doing right now, and thanks to great realtors and friends like you, we're able to reach out to the public in ways that we weren't, you know, originally thinking we were going to be able to do without a storefront. But word of mouth is a great form of advertising, and we're doing great so far.
Absolutely, and so we're so glad to have you on Real Estate on Air. And you probably have done a lot of homes in preparation for selling those homes. So can you tell me a little bit of difference about when do I hire an interior designer and when do I hire a home stager? They may be the same, but they probably do different things.
We do different things. Of course, we cross over and do naturally a lot of the same things. But an interior designer by trade is a qualified, educated, experienced person. We're multifaceted professionals, really. We're often aligned with professional associations. Many of us are members of Society of Interior Designers, ASID, degreed, experienced individuals. We also work alongside of other professionals, architects, engineers. We've got education in building codes, environmental sustainability, research, analysis. We're all about the creative process. And having said that, we create plans, elevations, lighting plans, material finish out, furniture layouts. The list is kind of endless in what an interior designer can provide for you. A space planner, on the other hand, they're simply about first impressions of the home, and they specialize primarily in how to declutter and clean, consult on paint, curb appeal, updating, arranging furniture, repurposing furniture. They get into the home after the backdrop is established, and often an interior designer works from the ground up with blueprints before a home is even built. So hopefully that explains a little bit of difference of what we do.
Sure. So the home stager I'm going to bring in to help put my house on the market to make sure that it looks great and so that people can see themselves in the house. And interior designer may be how I want to live in the house.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. An interior designer might be someone that you hire either during a building process or shortly after you've purchased the home and moved in and you want to make it your own, and you need to address all aspects of how to live there and make it your personality.
So let's talk a little bit from a home stager side and getting that house ready to sell. When you come in as a home stager, what advice do you give the homeowner, and do you give them the advice, or do you actually do the work for them?
Well, it's a little bit of both, actually. Home staging starts in the driveway. It's your first impression of the home. And if a buyer is not captured or interested in the exterior of your home, be it the landscaping or the cleanliness or the fact that the roof is in good condition, it doesn't need to have obvious repairs done, that's the first impression of a home. So a home stager should advise their clients about the exterior. And beyond that, it goes into all aspects of what the impression is after they get into the door. A space planner will advise them on how to declutter, the cleanliness of the home, often the paint colors. They might want to rearrange some of the homeowners' things that they've got. They might want to repurpose. They might want to add some additional things. Those are things a space planner in specific can advise the homeowner about.
So the stager that comes in could use the homeowner's current furniture and their current decorations and maybe just move them around? Or would you also bring in new furniture and new accessories to make it look better?
A little bit of both. A home needs to be shown in its very best way possible. So if the homeowner's things are a little bit dated or maybe they're not properly coordinated, that's going to show up. It's not going to show off the home to its best ability. And we're never there to, you know, insult or degrade a homeowner in any form or fashion. We want to help them, and often that's just removing a piece here or there, or adding a piece here or there. And so they might, you know, think about allowing us to work with their existing things and also be open to the possibility of incorporating some new things.
So, Susan, what happens if the house is vacant?
If the house is vacant, it's naked. It has to really have great bones. It has to really be clean. When you walk in and a home is furnished, there's all kind of emotional triggers going on. People are looking at the furniture. They're looking at the accessories. They're distracted. They're rating a home on its overall appearance. When there is no furniture, like I said, the home's naked. They're focusing on the carpet, the floor, the cabinets, the appliances. It has to be really squeaky clean, and it really has to show itself off with nothing else to assist it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so would you suggest staging maybe one or two rooms in a vacant home?
I always suggest that. I worked with a realtor a while back, and the home had been on the market for some time. It was a beautiful, beautiful home in the Westlake area, and just for whatever reason, it wasn't selling. It had a couple of unusual rooms that I guess people would walk into and not really know how to use.
Mm-hmm.
And the major complaint that the realtor was getting was that room is small and it has a giant fireplace in it. How would I ever furnish it? So myself and a partner went in and staged only that room. And we set it up with a couple of sofas and some end tables and plants and pictures and accessories and rugs, and really put a lot of furniture into a small space, and it became cozy. There was an opening night party that night, and everyone gravitated towards that room and commented on how beautiful it was. And they could then see themselves living in the rest of the home. It no longer was an objection that that room was small. And in fact, the home got 3 contracts that night. So
wow.
It does help. It really does help to show at least an area. It just gives an overall personality to the home and warms it up.
Yeah, so my experience has been that when the home is staged properly, it does sell faster and it sells for more money than a house that is not staged.
Absolutely. Almost every time that I have personally shopped for a home or, you know, marketed a home myself, it makes a difference. It's all about first impression. And people will be quite more forgiving of a space if they come in and they just have a good sense of living there. Be it, you know, the home is clean, it's updated. Odors are a big thing.
Sure.
You know, needs to smell fresh. And people just need to be able to envision themselves living there. They need to be able to see the home shown in its, you know, very best form and fashion.
So Victor's not here today, so he usually asks the commercial question. So I cannot let you go without asking you about commercial properties and what type of commercial properties really need staging, or do commercial properties need staging?
Well, it's different for each commercial property. If it's strictly in a retail location, retailers might be going in to put in a specific type store. And there's really no way to stage for, let's say, an athletic wear store, because how they're going to set that store up is going to be with their merchandise and how they plan to utilize that space.
Sure.
some commercial spaces that are more geared towards office space do benefit from staging more, because office space tends to be a little bit more cold. It doesn't necessarily tell you about what type of business that is. And we can sometimes come in and add personality to a commercial space. We can often help a commercial occupant brand that space with their style, with their color. So we can appeal to different audiences by staging offices in any real commercial space, but less on the retail side, more on the office side.
Sure. So are there some no-nos or some rule of thumbs that you would like to give our listening audience about staging, either in a residential area or in a commercial area? What are some things that they should do, and what are some things that they should stay away from doing?
Well, I always tell the residential side not to invest more than you're willing to, I guess, come off your original selling price.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to go overboard. You don't need to totally deck out a house and to every nth degree. That becomes expensive. You want to do things on a budget, and again, keep in mind, if you plan on discounting that house by $2,000 or $3,000 tops, you never want to exceed that amount with the cost that you put into hiring a stager, hiring the delivery of the furniture that might come to that home, and buying new things for that home. So you really need to stay on budget. With a commercial space, a no-no might be, you know, not outfitting it with commercial-grade product. So many people are unaware that carpets and furniture and even paint that go into commercial areas are different than residential. They're rated differently. Their wearability is different. So you need to, as an interior designer, those are code-specific things that we know that need to happen in a commercial space, but not so much in a home space.
So budget is a real big thing. So tell us how pricing works for a stager and who pays for that.
Well, I've worked all different ways, Renee. I worked with a realtor one time who was willing to take a part of his commission that he knew he would earn on that house and put into helping that homeowner stage. He gave me a budget. He said, "Susan, I want, you know, to see this house get sold. It's set on the market for 3 months now. What can you do for the house for $500? And I actually went in and, you know, changed out bedding, repurposed the homeowner's furniture, you know, got rid of some of the clutter, some of the personal items, some of the toiletries, some of the toys. I just basically cleaned the space and added a few new things within his $500 budget. So it works differently every time. A lot of times a realtor and a homeowner get together and are willing to go in equally. Say the homeowner is willing to put in $500 of their would-be profit on that house. Then I've got $1,000 to work with.
Yeah, and I've seen it work always. So sometimes I pay for it. Sometimes the client pays for it. Sometimes we go in together and pay for it together. So, Susan, how would somebody get in touch with you if they needed your services?
Well, we've got a great website, www.2303designs. Our local phone number is 512-467-2303. So feel free to reach out. We're here. We'd love to help.
Thanks, Susan. You did a great job. Austin, that's all we have time for this morning. You go out and have a great week. Be blessed.
You too, Renee.
To reach Victor, call 512-587-9409. Make sure you tune in next week at this same time from 9:15 to 9:30 for Real Estate on Air.